Radio Prague News.
The head of the Czech Institute of Experimental Medicine, Eva Siková, has stepped down from her post. Renowned Czech artist David Černý has presented his new artwork, Zátopek's Legs, which will go on display at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. And top Czech men's singles hope in the French Open, Tomáš Berdych, is out of the tournament after going down in straight sets to world number one Novak Djokovic. The head of the Czech Institute of Experimental Medicine, Eva Siková, who came under criticism for receiving payments for providing stem cell therapy to patients with a nerve-wasting ALS disease, has stepped down from her post. According to Czech television, Siková's expert team collected 150,000 crowns from the patients in Prague's Motol University Hospital for their participation in the stem cell therapy clinical research, although the law declares involvement to be cost-free. Earlier this week, Mrs. Siková also resigned as deputy head of Czech Government Research and Development Council. Czech businessman Igor Sládek has announced his intention to run for president in the upcoming presidential elections in 2018. The advert was published in Thursday's edition of the daily Mladá fronta Dnes. The 66-year-old Sládek, who emigrated to Germany and the US in the 1980s, highlighted his fears about immigration in his explanation and said that the Czech Republic had to defend itself against Islam, even if it meant leaving the European Union. In order to officially register as a candidate, he would have to collect 50,000 signatures or win the backing of a set number of members of the lower house of parliament or the Senate. Renowned Czech artist David Černý has presented his new artwork, Zátopek's Legs, which will go on display at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The mechanical sculpture features the lower torso of the legendary athlete Emil Zátopek dressed in shorts. 100 pairs of moving legs will be installed on walls and houses across the Brazilian city during the Olympics. 4 years ago, Černý presented another of his works, a converted red double-decker doing push-ups at the London Olympics. Czechs could celebrate Tax Freedom Day on the 2nd of June, according to the calculations of the Liberal Institute. That's after a total of 153 working days. Last year, Czechs had to work 155 days before they started earning for themselves. The Institute said that the Czech Republic is still trailing many advanced OECD countries where Tax Freedom Day comes earlier. According to consultancy Deloitte, Tax Freedom Day this year comes later, on the 20th of June. War veterans Karel Kuttelwascher and Jaroslav Klemeš are among the nominees for this year's state awards, which will be handed out at Prague Castle on the occasion of Independence Day on the 28th of October. Members of the lower house presented the list to President Miloš Zeman on Thursday. The famous RAF pilot Kuttelwascher is to receive the highest honour, the Order of the White Lion, in memoriam. Nominees for the Order of Merit include, for instance, geologist Václav Cílek and historian Petr Čornej. Astronomer Jiří Grigar, who was originally included on the list, has asked to be removed, but didn't specify the reasons. Meteorologists have warned of heavy storms due to hit the Czech Republic on Thursday afternoon. The storms are expected to advance across the country from East Bohemia. The warning is in place from 1 p.m. Thursday until Friday morning. Meteorologists have also warned of hail and torrential rain, which could swell smaller rivers and flood roads and cellars. Top Czech men's singles hope in the French Open, Tomáš Berdych, is out of the tournament after going down in straight sets to world number one and tournament top seed Novak Djokovic. The Serb triumphed in the quarter-final confrontation 6-3, 7-5, 6-3. Berdych has now just won 2 of his 26 matches against Djokovic and has lost all 3 of their encounters this year. I'm Ruth Franková and that's the end of the news.
You
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Ruth Franková. Coming up in today's program, as teachers push for a 10% pay rise, finance minister says they are a priority. A 9-year-old member of the Czech expat community abroad receives the title Knight of the Order of the Beautiful Word. And later on in the program, we look at the concept of agrotourism in the Czech Republic. All that coming up, so please stay with us. Teachers have for years been the lowest paid professional people in the Czech Republic. Hoping to rectify that situation at least somewhat, they are now demanding a salary increase of 10% from next year. The finance minister is being circumspect about how much more they can expect, but does say he regards teachers' pay as a priority. Ian Willoughby reports.
School teachers in the Czech Republic earn on average 23,600 crowns a month net. That's nearly 5,000 crowns less than the national average monthly salary. They are by some distance the worst paid qualified professionals in the country, with the poor pay also resulting in a situation where men are markedly underrepresented in the country's classrooms. Now, with the economy doing well and raises being won in other sectors, educators are also pushing for more money. Teachers have the support of Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, who says it's clear they are massively undervalued in terms of pay. The Social Democrat leader has previously said that they and other school staff should, along with medics, get rises of 10% from January 2017. By contrast, ANO's Minister of Finance, Andrei Babiš, has argued for a rise of 5% tops. However, after a meeting with teachers' leaders on Thursday, he refused to be drawn on numbers and said underpaid tax collectors should be placed in the same bracket as educators.
I won't speak about a percentage. I'm speaking about a strategy in which finally we should differentiate between individual professions and increase average salaries where they are lowest. I think teachers and employees of the tax administration should get a higher rise than everybody else.
Mr. Babiš said that such pay increases were a priority. Teachers' leader František Dubšík is demanding a rise of at least 10% from next year. Wearing a T-shirt reading, "The End of Cheap Teachers," he also spoke to reporters after Thursday's meeting with the finance minister.
He is prepared to support teachers as a priority and is for a pay increase. He didn't question our assertion that teachers are the lowest paid university graduates, and we explained to him that if he doesn't grant rises now, then really the rewards for teachers are absolutely insufficient, which the EU agrees on. He said it was a question of resources and that the government would have to discuss it.
Indeed, Mr. Babiš said coalition leaders would chew over the matter next week. He added that budget talks would continue until September, leaving plenty of time for debate.
Ian Willoughby with that report. Every year, the Czech Ministry of Culture and the Association of Czech Libraries award the title Knight of the Order of the Beautiful Word to over a dozen children who have discovered the joy of reading and to selected actors and writers who have helped to bring the magic of the spoken or written word to the youngest generation. This year, for the first time ever, one of those admitted to the selected club is a member of the Czech expat community abroad, 9-year-old Jerry Mech from Chicago. Daniela Lazarová has more.
Posledním dětským rytířem se dnes stane Jerry Jiří Mech.
Ve jménu pohádek, románu a básní.
As the sword rested briefly on his shoulder, Jerry Mech, known as Jurda to his schoolmates in Chicago, said the oath in fluent Czech, promising to preserve books and defend the ideals in them. The 9-year-old was among the youngest of close to 24 children from around the country who were admitted to the select club of literature lovers, but already his achievements in the field surpassed those of the other laureates. Jerry has been reading since the age of 5, both in Czech and English, and had read over 100 books before starting first grade. He soon tried his own hand at writing, producing comic books and essays on topics that fascinated him, be it ancient Egypt, the Titanic, or Mother Teresa. Now he's working on his biggest project to date, a book about the Czech Republic, which he is writing and illustrating. We spoke briefly about it after the ceremony.
It's about the history of the Czech Republic and everything that happened. First, I started doing a report about the Czech Republic for my class, and then at the 7th page, I just decided to start a book.
And where do you get inspiration for it?
Like different books and sometimes libraries.
So how many books do you read? On average?
I don't know, like 2 books a day.
2 books a day?
It's like a big chapter books.
How do you pick them?
I just read about everything.
This must have been quite an amazing experience. It's your first time here. Do you have grandparents here?
Yes.
You do? You have grandparents
yes.
here? So you obviously, they travel there when you see them, but this is the first time that you're here in the Czech Republic. It must be quite amazing. Can you tell me what you were most eager to see in this country, what you've seen and what made an impression on you? I understand that some of it will go straight into that book you're writing.
I might go to see different castles and stuff.
To write about Charles IV. I read somewhere that Charles IV is a big hero. Why in particular Charles IV? You know, I would have thought maybe Jaromír Jágr or someone like that, but Charles IV, that's unusual. So tell me why.
He's just very interesting.
Jerry attends the St. Celestine Catholic School in Chicago, but on Saturdays he's a pupil of the Czech school Tege Masaryk, which is immensely proud of his talent and which awarded him a $1,000 grant to come to the Czech Republic for the knighting ceremony this week. It was a visit by Czech writer and artist Renata Fučíková to the school that got him noticed and nominated for the Knight of the Order of the Beautiful Word. Jerry's father, Jiří Mech, says that it is important for all 4 children to know about their roots.
Jsme chtěli, aby uměli všechno to, co my ohledně češtiny.
We want them to speak Czech and be acquainted with the country's history and culture so they can feel at home here. Their grandparents in the Czech Republic help to create the bond. They send Jerry books and things and tell the children stories from home. Our kids are American citizens, but they know they are Czech too. And when they are watching hockey, they root for the Czech team.
Když fandí třeba v hokeji, tak fandí Čechům, ne Američanům.
Right now, literature appears to be Jerry's biggest passion. Although he plays the drums and wants to form a band, speed skates, plays chess and plans to start with hockey in the autumn. And although his thirst for knowledge appears to be unquenchable on all topics, there is one field of particular interest to him. One day, he hopes to be a successful doctor.
Daniela Lazarová with that report. Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for another edition of Panorama.
Selling the concept of agro-tourism to a nation of country cottage lovers who spent most of their weekends in the country is not an easy task, but slowly it is taking root. A growing number of farms in the Czech Republic are now offering more than just a weekend in the country. They entice visitors with homemade food from their own farm products, horse riding, making homemade cheese, butter or bread, milking cows, feeding goats and a wide variety of other activities that urban dwellers are no longer familiar with. In the years of the First Republic, city dwellers would spend time in the country, and during the 40 years of communism, people's country cottages provided the only means of mental escape and inspiration. And moreover, with travel abroad extremely limited, Czechs knew their own country like the back of their hand. After the 1989 Velvet Revolution, Czechs wanted to travel, see the world, and make up for the time lost, and it was hard to entice them with the idea of a weekend at a farm. Karel Havlíček, the head of the Association of Small and Mid-sized Entrepreneurs, says the situation is now slowly changing for the better.
Odhadujeme, že u nás někde mezi 500 až 700.
Our estimate is that there are between 500 and 700 farms in the Czech Republic offering some form of agro-tourism. It's true that they still tend to rely more on foreigners than Czech clients.
Více se sází u nás na zahraniční návštěvníky.
Czech farms are popular with German, Austrian and Dutch visitors, but after 40 years of collective farming, there were many drawbacks. The country lacked the necessary support network that makes agro-tourism work. Nature trails, romantic restaurants, bike rentals and a variety of other services. As a result, Czech farmers cannot rely on agro-tourism as their sole source of income and simply provide it as an interesting side activity that may develop in time. The head of the Czech Association of Travel Agencies, Jan Babiš, says the situation is incomparable to countries with developed agro-tourist industries.
Když se podíváte do Rakouska nebo do Francie nebo například na Nový Zéland,
in Austria, France or New Zealand, agro-tourism is a very lucrative business. In South Africa, it is on par with crop farming or farming as such.
Czech farmers who take up agro-tourism have a much harder time, but gradually the idea of spending a weekend at a farm is catching on. Schools from the big cities have started organizing day trips for children, for whom a day on a farm is an exciting adventure and part of the learning process. Families with children occasionally decide to spend a weekend on a farm as well, and individual farms are focusing on popular hobbies and activities in order to attract certain groups of visitors, offering horse riding where there are good trails for it, fishing in the country's lake districts, giving visitors a basic course in pottery making, blacksmithing or home cooking. The extra value is beginning to show results. Vladimír Kuncel is one of the pioneers of agro-tourism in the Czech Republic. Soon after the fall of communism, his family set about restoring the family mill dating back to 1720 and setting up an organic farm on some 80 hectares of land 60 kilometers south of Prague, which they own. His son is the fifth generation of Kuncels to farm the family land. Almost immediately, the family established part of the mill as a guest house and started advertising its services. Vladimír Kuncel says there is plenty to see in the vicinity and the mill has never had a shortage of visitors.
When we started taking paying guests in 1990, there was an interest mainly from foreign visitors, especially people from the Netherlands, who took a great liking to the Czech countryside in the early 1990s. I would say that they made up two-thirds of our clients in the first few years. Now things have turned around. Czechs are gradually coming to like the idea of spending a few days on a farm, and now I would say that they make up around 80% of our visitors, and we now get fewer foreign clients.
The farm has plenty to offer. The Kuncels are horse breeders and visitors can ride some of the farm's horses. They have cattle, Cameroon sheep and small animals such as rabbits, ducks, peacocks and pigeons. Visitors are invited to try their hand at the traditional farming activities. They can fish in the nearby lake, go mushroom picking in the surrounding forests or visit the region's tourist sites. The family takes in up to 12 house guests at a time and provides apartments with a kitchenette which lets them cook their own meals from the fresh farm produce on offer. Vladimír's son Petr, who took over the management of the farm from his father in 2011, is an artist blacksmith, and if visitors are interested, he is happy to take them into his workshop and let them try their hand at the craft. I asked Vladimír Kuncel what he thinks is the main attraction that keeps visitors coming.
Tak já si myslím, že zabralo to spojení s tou farmou. Já si myslím, že spousta rodin, kteří žijí v Praze, tak ty jejich děti.
I think it's mainly the farm and everything around it. We get a lot of visitors from the big cities, families with small children who have not had an opportunity to experience life on a farm. Many of them have not even seen a horse or cow close up, and we let them try their hand at everything, riding a horse, feeding the animals, looking for eggs in the hen house, seeing how things are done. And we get more and more of them spending a week here with their parents or godparents. So I think that the biggest attraction is the farm life and the animals.
Grown-ups find other attractions at the dinner table. The Kunsel farm breeds Aberdeen Angus cattle, producing organic grass-fed beef for mouth-watering steaks, which visitors can buy and enjoy during their stay there. Vladimir Kunsel says they often barbecue steaks out in the open, but the family would like to take things further.
Our dream is to open a small restaurant here where we could cook our own steaks for visitors, but that's quite ambitious and we're not that far down the road yet. What we don't want to do is to expand the guest house, because I think it would spoil the atmosphere of the place, the peace and quiet that people come in search of. At present, we have 10 to 12 visitors a time, and I think that's an optimal number.
The guest house is full from early spring to late autumn, and in the summer, when the Kunsels organise summer camps for children, it is always packed. It now makes about 20-30% of the farm's overall income. Looking back, Vladimir Kunsel says that he does not regret the decision to get involved in agrotourism.
I think it was a good decision, because a farmer that limits his activity to one area or produce could face serious problems if in a bad year or prices on the market fall. We're trying to diversify as much as possible. So agrotourism is just a small part of the big picture, and I'm glad to see people come and enjoy themselves here. We have regulars who keep coming back because they love it here. There's one guest who has been here 46 times. I would say that a third of our visitors are regulars and two-thirds are newcomers.
Vladimír Kunsel, one of the pioneers of agrotourism in the Czech Republic, ending that edition of Panorama by Daniela Lazarová, which was first broadcast in October 2015. And that brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio Prague. If you have any comments about today's program, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But that's all for now from me, Ruth Franková. Thank you very much for joining us and goodbye.